tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Inshallah, in today's program, we are going to discuss a very important lesson, something that we all should know, and that is the world of souls. Subhanallah. Maulana Abdul Alim Siddiqui Meerati Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the Khalifa of Allah, he Ali Rahma, he says that in today's world we learn about everything. Medical science is there. We learn about the atomic levels of the body parts, you know, the tissues and the micronutrients that are there, even that are studied. The pores and what resides inside them, and, you know, looking through the magnifying glass, we are researching all of this, but we are only scratching the surface. Where is that knowledge which can tell us? So Maulana Abdul Alim Siddiqui Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that we all explore different sciences, biology, microbiology, physics, chemistry, all of this. But where is that institute that can teach us how does a person die? What happens? What is that one thing that was there and is no more there? Subhanallah, that only our Islam teaches us, that the soul that is there, that's what keeps us alive. As long as the soul stays with the body, a person is alive. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he defines who is a human being. And he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says, the definition of a human being, that it is the soul attached to a body. That's when a person is complete. And when the soul leaves the body, then that body is not referred to by its name, Zaid, Umar, Khalid, no. It is referred to as body. This and so person's body is there. Because we know that person who was there, the ruh that was there, it is gone. It has been separated from the body. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to learn some details about that soul, that particular knowledge that comes from the Holy Quran, from the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the teachings of our pious predecessors. Before that, let's first of all recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he who recites Salat upon me on a Friday, it will be a means of intercession for him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran that the Jews, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the soul. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the soul, يَسْوَلُونَكَ عَلِي رُوحِ, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. That entire incident is documented in the glorious Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught them, what is soul? And don't try to delve too much into the reality of the soul itself. But he simply enlightened people about the soul, that it is from the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And different ulama have discussed some commentary with regards to the soul and what is soul. And it is mentioned in the in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the ulama ikram have mentioned Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he discusses this concept of the soul returning to their homes. Yes, when a person passes away, their souls return to their homes. SubhanAllah, the souls return to the homes. And there are other occasions when the souls, they return to the homes and they cry, and in a sad voice, they ask if there is any good that can be attributed to them, any salih sawab for them. SubhanAllah. Sayyidi Allah says it is recorded in Gharaib and Khazana that the souls of the deceased return to their homes on the eve of every Friday, on the day of Eid, on the day of Ashura, and on Shabe Bara'ah. The soul stands outside the house, and in a very sad tone of voice, it loudly announces, "Oh my family, oh my children, oh my relatives, be generous towards me by giving sadaqah." SubhanAllah. And it is mentioned in the same book that in Sharh al-Sudur, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahimahullah ta'ala, has presented numerous ahadith explaining the such occasions when the souls visit the homes, even though many of them are, you know, mentioned by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss some of them, and the narration of Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shayba, it has a different wording, that when a Muslim passes from this world, then his path is open, so he goes wherever he wills. SubhanAllah. Once Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu met with each other, and one of them said to the other, "If you pass away before me, then you should inform me of that which happens there." And the other replied, "Do the dead and living meet?" Allahu Akbar. The other replied, "Do the dead and living, do they meet?" And he replied that, "Yes, the souls of the Muslims are in paradise. They have the choice to go anywhere they desire." SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, reports in Kitab al-Zuhd and Abu Bakr ibn Abi Dunya, they report from Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that verily the souls of the Muslims are in the barzakh, a domain between the world and the hereafter, the time period. And they are in the barzakh of the earth, and they go wherever they desire. And the souls of the kuffar, they are imprisoned in sijin. Allahu Akbar. Sijin is the lowest of places. Allahu Akbar. Ibn Abi Dunya, rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates from Sayyidina Malik bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that a hadith has reached me in which it is said that the souls of the believers are free and they go wherever they desire. And Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says in his world famous Sharh al-Sudur that Imam Umar bin Abdul Barr, he narrates that it is the approved view that the souls of the martyrs are in paradise and the souls of other Muslims are close to their graves. They come and go as they desire. SubhanAllah. And Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his world famous book, Taysir, the commentary of Jami Saghir, and he says, "Verily, when the soul is separated from its shell and is set free from its imprisonment through death, then it travels to any way it wishes." SubhanAllah. If you, there's so much to learn about this unique phenomenon that we don't often get to hear. We all have a soul. What do we know about it? And what has been stated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to our souls? And what happens? The soul was created first, before anything, in the world of Amr, Subhanallah. And then when a person is in the womb of the mother, when the child is not even born yet, then the angel is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and blow soul into the fetus. Allahu Akbar. And then the soul remains in this world, in the cage of the body. And thereafter, it departs. When a person passes away, it departs and goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is taken back. Allahu Akbar. There are many narrations where the minute details of these events are described by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has the knowledge of the unseen, who has seen the heaven and the hell, Allahu Akbar, and who has the knowledge, who has witnessed all these events, subhanallah, and who knows about the souls, about the thing which we cannot see. Soul is that which we cannot perceive by our five apparent senses: the sense of touch, smell, the sense of vision. All of these senses cannot encompass the soul. But the soul is that which is felt, and it is perceived through higher senses. Subhanallah. Yes, the soul is something that is hidden. We cannot see it. And it shouldn't be the case that if we cannot see something, it's not there. For example, we cannot see the oxygen that is present in the air. No, can we see the air? But we breathe it every day. One day we lack oxygen. That is the day we suffocate and die. Allahu Akbar. Does any one of us question the presence and the existence of oxygen and an air in the atmosphere? Nobody does. No sane person will say, oh, there's no such thing as air. There's no such thing as oxygen. Although we cannot see it, but it is there. Similarly, the soul is there. It is so close to us. It is part of ourselves. And we are essentially the soul. When the soul leaves the body, there's no movement in the body anymore. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to discuss this phenomenon a little bit in depth after we go and listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a greeting and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam upon the desert land of Arabia in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. The shayr says, Huzur, Biradari Ala Hazrat, Allama Hasan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says, Ay Bayabani Arab, Teri Baharun Ko Salam. Inshallah, so we are going to listen to this kalam. When we are back, we'll continue with our topic of discussion. This kalam is recited by the brother Arif Attari Hafizahullah. Inshallah, let's go and listen to the kalam and we'll be back discussing more about our today's topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teri baharo
رات دن رحمت برستی
قاتل دن رحمت برستی ہے جگہ پر جھوم کر ان طواف کعبہ کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام ان طواف کعبہ کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام اے بیابان عرب
حجر اسود باب و میزان بو مقام و ملتزم حجر اسود باب و میزان بو مقام و ملتزم
اور غلاف کعبہ کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام اور غلاف کعبہ کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام
جگمگاتے گنبد خضرا پہ ہو رحمت مدام جگمگاتے گنبد خضرا پہ ہو رحمت مدام
مسجد نبوی کے نورانی مناروں کو سلام مسجد نبوی کے نورانی مناروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام
ممبرو محراب جانا اور سنہری جانیاں ممبرو محراب جانا اور سنہری جانیاں
سبز گنبد کے مکی کو دونوں پیاروں کو سلام سبز گنبد کے مکی کو دونوں پیاروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام اے بیابان عرب
سیدی حمزہ گور جملہ شہیدان احد سیدی حمزہ گور جملہ شہیدان احد
کو بھی اور سب غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام کو بھی اور سب غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے
جس جگہ پر آ کے سوئے ہیں صحابہ دس ہزار جس جگہ پر آ کے سوئے ہیں صحابہ دس ہزار اس بقیے پاک کے سارے مزاروں کو سلام اس بقیے پاک کے سارے مزاروں کو سلام
اے بیابانِ عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ ہاروں کو سلام اے بیابانِ عرب
غسل کعبہ غسل کعبہ کا بھی منظر کس قدر پر کیف ہے جھوم کر کہتا ہے عطا ان نظاروں کو سلام جھوم کر کہتا ہے عطا ان نظاروں کو سلام
تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ ہاروں کو سلام اے بیابانِ عرب
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. سبحان اللہ, وی ور ڈسکسنگ دی ورلڈ آف سولز اینڈ ناؤ وی ہیو لسنڈ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا پریز آف دا بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ان دا پریز آف دا سٹی آف دا بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ٹوگیدر ود دیٹ اٹ از گریٹنگز اینڈ سلامز اینڈ سیلوٹیشنز اپون the desert land of Arabia where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his life and where he is resting. And now this beautiful kalam was by a great Ashiqi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none other than His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Mula Aliyah. Subhanallah, our discussion was about the world of souls and we have discussed some narrations with regards to this. And it is mentioned in a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that shaitan, the devil, it had a dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it had sworn an oath, wa'izzatika wa jalalika, that by your majesty and by your glory, I will not separate from the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam until the soul is present in their body. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to the devil, فَبِعِزَّتِي, that I sway by my majesty that I will not close the door of tawbah from the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam until he breathes his last. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, for as long as our soul is in the body, shaitan is there. And shaitan has made this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will not leave us. Allahu Akbar. And we need to safeguard ourselves against the tricks of shaitan, against the mischiefs of shaitan. And if we do not take care of our soul, we do not take care of this amana that we have been given, Allahu Akbar, we will be at a great loss. Because when a believer who has done good deeds, when he passes away, the angels, they come to take the soul. And they welcome the soul. They present salam to the deceased before they capture the soul. And they present to him the salam of Allah Azza wa Jal to the pious individuals. And then they address the ruh as an-nafsul mutma'inna, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the glorious Quran. That soul, that ruh, that was peaceful, that was satisfied by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return to Allah azza wa jal. And then that soul is taken in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that soul, then that soul is taken and it's shown its place in paradise. Then it is returned to the body and it stays between the body and the coffin until the deceased goes in the qabr. And thereafter, the soul enters the body again. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So this is what happens, and we have been enlightened about this by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is mentioned that a great tabi'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that the soul of a believer, when the angel comes, when the malakul maut comes, when the angel of death comes, it addresses the soul of a believer as Ya Wali Allah, Inna Allah Ta'ala Yuqri'uka Salam. That, oh, friend of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal indeed sends His regard, His greetings upon you, His peace upon you. Summa tala hadhihi al-ayah. Then He recites this ayah. Alladhina yatawaffayhumul malaikatu. Subhanallah. And then this ayah is recited. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when the angel of death comes to capture the soul of a believer, he says, Rabbuka yuqri'uka salam. That your Rabb, your Lord Almighty, He sends salam upon you. And Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another great Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this is the salam of Malakul Maut upon the deceased. Tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam. Subhanallah. And this salam is given to him when the soul is taken out, when the soul is extracted and it is taken in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, these are the facts that we can learn from the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and enlighten ourselves about this delicate matter of learning about ourselves. How much do we know about ourselves? Yes, physically we know a little bit. Some of you may have the knowledge of the functions of different body parts. We know that the thinking capacity is in the brain. And the blood is pumped from the heart, by the heart. And, you know, the food bag is there. And how our stomach, the system, how it works, how the stomach works, what is the function of the liver, what is the function of the kidneys? Have we ever made an attempt to learn about this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is part of our personality? And it is mentioned from the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنَ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. He who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal also loves to meet that person. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And he who dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal also dislikes to meet that individual. فَقَالَتْ عَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. Then Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Ammal maut, fakulluna nakrihu. That as for death, we all dislike death. Who likes death? And upon that, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in response, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَيْسَ ذَاكْ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا حَضَرَهُ الْمَوْتِ بُشِّرَ بِرِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. No, this is the matter. When the believer, when he is approached by death, then he is given the glad tiding of the pleasure of Allah. فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا أَمَامَهُ. So when he is given the news of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal is pleased with him, then after that, in front of him, there is nothing more beloved than that. Subhanallah. فَأَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ وَأَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And that's when he loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal loves to meet that person. Allahu Akbar. Wa innal kafira, when a disbeliever, idha hadarahu al-maut, when the death approaches a disbeliever, then he is given the news of the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inflict upon him, and the punishment that is awaiting him. فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَهُ إِلَيْهِ. So there is nothing that is more disliked than that to that individual. And for that reason, he dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla also dislikes to meet this individual. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful explanation given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to how the soul of a believer loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it gets to know that Allah azza wa jal likes to meet the soul. And the soul also is yearning to go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates that when Allah azza wa jal, he decides a good matter for someone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Malakul Maut upon him, and that angel then directs him, subhanallah, towards the goodness, and he does good deeds. And when his good deeds are accumulated, then his soul is taken in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And it is also mentioned in a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that a believer, when the angel of death, they appear in front of him, subhanallah, with musk, and then they meet this ruh, and they take his delicate ruh in a very respectful and honorable manner and take him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. These are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knows the matters about the soul. He has been given this knowledge by the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sayyidi Allah says, that aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chipa, tum pe karoro durood. That there is nothing of the unseen that is hidden from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also has the knowledge about Allah azza wa jal. He has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, a house on the seventh heaven, and it is called Al-Bayda. And that's where the ruh, the souls of the believers, they are accumulated. And when a person dies from the world, then that soul is taken to this place, subhanallah. And when the arwah, when the souls that are there, when they see this person coming from the world, they asking about their loved ones, how are they? And they asking about the matters of the world, subhanallah. Just like how when somebody is absent for a long time from a family, and when he returns back to his family, how the family members ask that person, subhanallah. Therefore, it shows that we as Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are one family. And even the souls, they are like one family, the souls of the believers. Subhanallah. Therefore, when we are in this world, we live as family. And when we depart, then even the souls, they recognize each other and treat each other as family, as we all belong to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading one kalima and following the deen of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states that your actions are presented upon your loved ones who have passed on. And if our actions are good, then our loved ones who have gone from this world, they are glad about it. It makes them happy. It puts a smile on their face. And if we have done something, if we are committing any bad deed, then they make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are saddened by it and they are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, do not give them death until you guide them. Until you guide them, just like how you guided us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is mentioned in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are deeds that are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on certain days. And the deeds are presented to the children, to the parents, to the mothers who have passed on the day of Jumu'ah. And what happens when the deeds are presented? فَيَفْرَحُونَ بِحَسَنَاتِهِمْ Then our loved ones who have passed on, they become happy when we are doing something good, subhanallah. And their faces, they glow, subhanallah, and their glow increases. If we are doing good, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Allah and do not hurt your loved ones who have passed away. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of our deen of Islam. That the deen of Islam doesn't teach us, and it always encourages us to put a smile on our loved ones, subhanAllah, to make them happy. After the fara'id, the most beautiful action is to enter happiness in the heart of a believer, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here, not only while he is living, but also we must do those deeds which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is pleasing to our loved ones who are alive with us, who are living with us, and which is pleasing to our loved ones who have passed on from this world. And when we do something good, it brings them joy. It puts a glow on their face, subhanAllah, it makes them happy. And if we do something bad, then they are saddened by it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advises us as his ummah. And he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِيَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُؤْذُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ And do not hurt your loved ones who have passed on. Subhanallah. And then it is also mentioned that the deceased that are there in barzakh, the souls that are out there, when someone passes away from the family, they all ask that soul about the loved ones, because we are just leaving this world and we are entering the next world. They ask about the loved ones, how they are, how's everyone? Subhanallah. And they even asked up to the point that, you know, has so-and-so gotten married? Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And all of these we get to learn in our beautiful deen of Islam, subhanallah. Islam is that deen which teaches us these delicate matters. These things which no other science, which no other faculty of science can teach us, subhanallah. And this is that knowledge which we obtain when we read the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we read the works of our pious predecessors and they enlighten us about these matters that are important for us to know. Because as human beings, we all have souls. But how many of us do we try to enlighten ourselves regarding this? Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he has mentioned a beautiful point with regards to the souls after the person passes away. Then the souls, they come back to their homes and they ask, is there any good deed you can do for us? Is there any salih sawab you can do for us? Subhanallah. Verily, the souls of the Muslims visit their homes. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, verily, the souls of the Muslims visit their homes on the eve of every Friday. They stand at the door and announce in a very sad voice, oh my family, my children, oh my elders, be generous towards us with sadaqah. Remember us, do not forget us. Be compassionate and generous towards us in our scarcity. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, it is narrated from him that when the days of Eid, Jumu'ah, Ashura, and the nights of Bara'ah used to arrive, then the souls of the deceased visit their homes. On these days, the souls of the deceased, they visit their homes. They stand at their doors and say, is there anyone that remembers us? Is there anyone who will be compassionate towards us? Is there anyone who will allow our poverty to be remembered? Allahu Akbar. Similarly, it is also mentioned by Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that this issue, which neither directly deals with the beliefs nor with halal or haram issues of fiqh, then in such issues, even a few merits are sufficient. And there is no need for such immense detail, meaning we shouldn't dive too much, you know, into the intricacies of the ruwat of hadith and so on, because our ulama, they only give us what is good for us. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he discusses and he brings about such beautiful narrations. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has also mentioned narrations with regards to the souls and their places. And he also mentions that the souls, they return to their homes and they ask us for the isale sawab, if there is any good deed that we can, you know, direct and forward the reward of it towards the marhumin, towards the soul. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in his world-renowned masterpiece, Ityanul Arwah Lidiyarihim Ba'da Rawah, he discusses these matters and these beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the souls, they do return to their homes, and there are stations, there are places where the souls stay. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says in his fatawas that the stations of the souls, they are different places that the souls stay. According to one narration which we just learned, that there is a place on the seventh heaven, which is called Al-Bayda, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the souls of the believers. And it is also mentioned the souls of the believers are in barzakh in different forms, like the martyrs who are in green pelican-like birds. And it has been mentioned concerning the martyrs that they are in the form of green birds. Their stations do differ according to their status. Some are by the fountain of Zamzam. Some of the souls are in the atmosphere, in the sky, and some on a certain sky, and some beneath the arsh, in the lanterns of Noor, just as Imam Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in his beautiful treatise, that is Sharh al-Sudur, subhanallah. We need to learn about these facts, because when are we going to learn? Life and death is something that nobody can escape. And this is something which we all have to deal with. Right now we are dealing with life. And there will come a time when we'll have to deal with our death. And a wise person is always prepared for what's to come. Are we prepared? Are we prepared? Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mullah Aliyah. Do we know how he remembers his death? Allahu Akbar. Sometimes in his letters, he just writes, Maut, Maut. Allahu Akbar. And we need to remember death in the same way. Remembrance of death is the remembrance of Allah. Yes, this is another form of zikrullah, subhanallah. And this concept that we are discussing, the concept of soul, the ruh, the examples that are given in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are in different stages, the arwah. Some of them, they stay by the fountain of Zamzam. Some of them, they stay on a certain sky. Some of them are there by their qabr, subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given them different powers. And according to a person's status, subhanallah, their souls are kept as per the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to learn about this very crucial fact which we all have to deal with, which is our reality, part of our personality, and that is our soul. And as we are discussing this topic of souls, Mufti Qasim At-Tari Hafizahullah, the grand Mufti of our Dawat Islami, he discusses the Islamic perspective on the transmigration of the souls. He says that whether one experiences perceptions associated with transmigration or other types of experiences, they are all the work of the mind or soul, the reality of which we cannot fully comprehend. And he says that, however, for now, due to, you know, brevity, for the sake of brevity, I will mention that the cause behind insights or experiences ascribed to rebirth are not exclusive to experiences ascribed to rebirth. Rather, they are related to the theory of internal forces, subhanallah. Some of these are misunderstood, which result in forming a belief in rebirth or some other concepts of the things mentioned. Inshallah, Mufti Qasim Sahib then further says, the first cause, he says, in some instances, the case of, you know, sometimes this concept of deja vu, that we tend to think that, you know, we have lived this before at some other point in our life, and today the same day returning back to us. It is a perception which is created due to an interruption in the signaling of the brain in inquiring information, which causes us to think that we have already seen the thing we are seeing right now. But in reality, we have not previously seen that thing or that place. And then he says, there are certain causes. The second thing he discusses, that at times, the phenomena from the world of similitudes, alam-e-mithal, becomes apparent. The brain processes these things, making it seem as though something like this has occurred in the past, but they are only images from the world of similitudes that become imprinted on the mind. Every human has a cognate jinn. In many instances, it acts mischievously and brings about various thoughts to the mind. Allahu Akbar. So these are different facts that the great Mufti, Mufti Qasim Hafizahullah, he discusses about the soul, subhanallah, and certain misconceptions that he clears in these passages. He also discusses that in many cases, a person's imagination and thoughts that cause something to start appearing just how they imagined it to be. For instance, a person who thinks of frightening things in the dark starts seeing them, even though in reality, there's nothing there. These are now psychological occurrences. Now, then he says, some people have remarkable mental faculties such as intuition and intellectual acuteness. Due to these faculties, many things become apparent to them and their minds comprehend them. In comparison to others, they see things more deeply. Yes, sometimes they are correct and sometimes they may not. So these are the things that, you know, there shouldn't be any misconception when it comes to these souls and all the rationale around it. You know, the people associate many things about the soul, but We are only going to take which we have been taught in the Holy Quran, in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by our pious predecessors. We do not say things out of our own whims and fancies. Yes, sometimes there are many things that are attributed about the soul which may not be correct. So only rely on authentic Islamic knowledge when it comes to the information, the knowledge we receive, or things people associate when it comes to the souls and the arwah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to really please our Creator. And when we pass away from this world, and this soul is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it yearns to meet Allah azza wa jal. And in turn, as we have learnt in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal likes also to meet their soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death on iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are granted safety against the azab of qabr, as well as azab in the akhirah, in jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us entry into paradise by the shafaat and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.